It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. A new version of the Motorola Zoom tablet computer is now available. It's the family edition, lots of kid-friendly apps. It's the latest entry in the growing tablet computer market. People love tablets because they're easy. Touch one, and before you know it, you got a keyboard and you're pounding out an email. But how easy is a touchscreen if you can't see? A new app might help. Sohan Dharmaraja is a doctoral candidate at Stanford and part of a team that's developed a Braille writer for touchscreens. Instead of making the user find the right keys, the keys find the user's fingers.
Let's say, for example, that I'm sitting with this device in front of me and I'd like to write an email. I would touch my 8 fingers to the screen just once. And as soon as that happens, the keyboard is built beneath my fingers. I try to make sure my hands are relatively close to where I first touched. And at that point, anybody who knows how to type Braille can type. So let's say I'm typing the email. I type, hello, how are you? And I'd like to stop and turn my head and get a drink of water. I remove my hands from the keys. I take a sip and I get my hands back over the tablet. I just immediately do another 8-finger touch and the keyboard is built.
Now, this 8-finger keyboard, this isn't obviously the QWERTY keyboard that a lot of people are used to. This is based on a system that visually impaired people are already using?
Yes. The physical note takers are a standard, and they have 8 buttons, and anybody who knows how to write Braille can use this immediately.
The visually impaired have other alternatives. Apple devices come with a voiceover setting that tells you what you're about to type, but that might not work so well for, say, taking notes in a college lecture.
The voiceover is described by a lot of people as pecking because you have to move your finger, listen to the audio confirmation, confirm, move again, confirm, and it's just not a very efficient way to write.
There are Braille writers on the market, but they can cost $6,000 or more. Larry Goldberg, director of media access at WGBH, says this would be a thriftier choice.
Well, what's really interesting about this new device, of course, is that it's based on a mainstream, relatively inexpensive platform, either Android or iPhone, iOS devices. The great breakthrough here is, if developed, it'll enable people to actually output in Braille using standard off-the-shelf technology, and that's what helps lower the cost and barriers to entry for anyone who wants to use a Braille writer.
See video of the Braille writer in action at marketplacetech.org. The new iPhone 4S is faster and more complex than its predecessor. The next one will be faster and more complex still. Thus, technology goes toward bigger, stronger, more, which makes it refreshing to come across the online game Cheese or Font. You see a word and then decide if it's the name of a cheese or the name of a font, then it tells you if you are right. Producer Larissa Anderson will demonstrate right now. Larissa, I'm going to give you 5 names. You tell me if they're cheeses or fonts.
Okay, I'm ready.
Northumberland.
Oh, cheese.
That is a cheese. Piora.
Font.
No, it's also a cheese. Brick.
Cheese. Brick cheese.
Cheese. It's all cheese. Abetka.
Font.
That is a font. Duro Blando.
Oh, that's cheese because it's bland cheese.
It is a cheese.
And it's durable.
It's a durable, bland cheese. Well, you got 4 out of 5. Not too bad. Cheeseorfont.com is the address. Won't make your life easier or prepare you for the future. It will just help you learn the names of cheeses and fonts. It's fun, and that's good enough. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.